Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, it is important. Every game is important in the NFL. We treat them as such. And at the end of the day, does seeding matter? I think to a certain extent, but also not to a certain extent as well. So at the end of the day, it's about us playing as good as we can possibly play tomorrow and then on into the playoffs.
That's head coach Sean McDermott talking about the playoff seeding and that it doesn't matter too much, and I think he's kind of cooking with that.
He is.
Derek Kramer, Trevor Howard here with you on a Sports Talk Saturday. Evan's on the board. And let's get into that, actually, because the 2 seed is where the Bills are currently locked into at 12-3. They could fall, but they would also have to lose out in order to do so to the Jets and the Patriots. Good luck, sport, on that.
Good luck, sport.
Good luck, sport. But again, this is still looking like the Bills at the 2 seed. But now it's not about them. It's about what the other teams are going to be doing around the conference that is going to matter more than anything than what the Bills do in particular. Because all you need here in Buffalo is you win one of these next 2 games. Okay? Doable. It's the Jets and New England. I don't want to dismiss AFC East rivals, but at the same time, I'm going to dismiss the AFC East rivals.
And especially the New York Jets.
I just want them to disrespect Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Dismantle the New York Jets.
Disrespect him.
Yeah. That's number one. Because it's so easy. All you need is 1 win. 2 seed locked.
Speaking of things that need 1 win.
I think I know where you're going with
this.
The
Denver Broncos and the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes.
Currently, you're 7-6, respectively, in the wild card race. They are currently wild card 2 and wild card 3. Pittsburgh has clinched a spot within the playoffs, but they do not know where their seed is. The rest of the season has to play out as accordingly. Evan, do you have that lovely NFL music folder? Because I think it's time to bring it out for the first time in a while here on a Sports Talk Saturday. Typically, we go around the league on some of these things. And now is a good time to bring that back.
Yes.
Because the playoff race has heated up. Denver, Los Angeles, 1 win and in clinching scenarios for both of these teams because the rest that are chasing cannot catch up with a win.
And currently,
they cannot reach 10.
Chargers are playing right now against the New England Patriots. And if they win, they are in.
Again, that you're absolutely right. That game is going on right now. And they are leading 7-0.
Heading to the locker room listed as questionable.
Well, they're done. I don't believe in Jacoby Brissett ruining playoff odds. So the playoff picture could be done today because Denver takes on Cincinnati as well. That one at 4:30. So the playoff picture for the teams within the AFC can be locked in, and then the seeding is what everyone's fighting for next week. We might know the answer by the time I'm up at 7 a.m. for breakfast with the Bills.
Right.
We will know our answers, or at least a good amount of them. If one of these teams loses, there's more mystery, and we can go over that. But we go into this. Say that the Chargers win, and that is where... Okay, here's the tab that I need. I have the playoff pick predictor here, the playoff machine. So, if the Chargers win, they clinch a spot and currently hitting in at 10-6. When it comes to these three teams, Denver, LA, and Pittsburgh, I know that the team that we're probably all thinking that you'd want to avoid is the Chargers. They're a gritty team. They're a defensive team. They try to bring you down in the mud and try to take away all fun that you want to have.
A sneaky and underrated team.
Sneaky, underrated team, but also has its limitations.
That they do.
They do the best that they can to cover them up, though. The thing is that you can, if you play defensive ball with them, you can win.
Oh, 100%. And then, obviously, Justin Herbert has the ability to be an absolute menace on the field as well.
The thing is that you have to take control.
Yep.
And that is, for the Bills, not an easy task because they are a run-oriented football team.
And it kind of feels weird saying that, too. Especially when you have 17 throwing the ball around.
Greg Roman.
Yeah. Yep.
Greg Roman ruins everything. So they have Justin Herbert throwing the ball. I know what you meant, though, with the player throwing the football there.
Yeah.
But Herbert has been just efficient. He hasn't been incredible, so to say. But even then, it's not like they're running the ball with amazing clips here. Like J.K. Dobbins. They do it by committee with J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards. That has also tapered off as of late.
It has. I think J.K. Dobbins has had some injury problems, too.
And the one way, though, that you can start against the Chargers is you score early. You get them out of their game script, and you have to make them uncomfortable.
Yes. And but if they take the early lead,
they can slow things down on you and really drag you through the mud. The defense, the Bills' defense would need to be on its A game that day.
Oh, for sure.
And I do think that they would be capable of doing so against a team like the Chargers because of the fact that, like, the perimeter threats aren't all that great. And if the Bills have been improving little by little against the run, they can run a base defense against them.
Oh, 100%. Three linebacker.
They can run three linebacker against the Chargers and play that game. Because the Chargers don't really have anyone on the outside that can hurt you.
Right. And
that's what's
Bills.
Happened to the Bills' defense as of late, is the pass defense has been the one that has been suffering the wrath. Because they've been facing off against very talented duos at wideout. And then the Patriots game, it was you tried to make sure that you were correcting with the run, and you also were playing with several backups, three backups in your starting secondary.
And from a Bills standpoint, they have enough depth on that offense. They can run a well-balanced offense where they can make up for that in the pass game and the run game at the same time.
Yeah, and the Bills offense has the pedigree to put the heat on a team like the Chargers. Pittsburgh, it's kind of the same story mixed in with a dash of Russell Wilson randomly taking over games.
Yeah.
But I would say overall, you are the better team than Pittsburgh. I'm not afraid of the Steelers as much as I would be even the Chargers.
And it would be a carbon copy of what happened last year. And we all remember what happened last year when Josh Allen ran wild
against
on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yep.
But the difference is they would have T.J. Watt. The Bills' offensive line, though, has been great this year. Make sure to give them credit for that because it is a tough task taking on a guy like T.J. Watt. But at the same time, this offensive line has been very good. Spencer Brown, Deion Dawkins on the outside have been one of the better duos in the National Football League this year.
100%.
And then there's Denver. Denver, plucky story going on with them. Fascinating team. But now face the hardest road.
They do. Cincy,
but the good news is they could save themselves because Kansas City has nothing to play for in Week 18.
That's true.
But if they lose to the Bengals here, and say that I put that in there in the playoff predictor, they go to 9-7. Cincinnati suddenly very much alive with the chance to steal a playoff spot. But then there's two other teams that you have to look out for here. The Miami Dolphins, not dead.
They got somehow, Cleveland this week.
They've got Cleveland. I would imagine Miami wins that game. And another game that should be won is the Indianapolis Colts, the last team out, or the first team out, I should say. They are the ones on the outside looking in and the highest of the three on the outside with the tiebreakers.
They have the tiebreaker over the Miami Dolphins. They beat them earlier in the season. I believe it was 17-16, but they traveled to the Meadowlands to take on the G-Men.
The New York Giants, Anthony Richardson is on the injured report. He has not practiced all week, which is a very big concern. But it's also the Giants.
It's also the Giants.
If you lose to the worst team in football.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
That's a problem.
Oh, boy.
Like, you don't deserve to make the playoffs.
Not at all.
You deserve to be eliminated that day, which you would be. A loss from any of the Bengals, Dolphins, or Colts eliminates them. A win by the Broncos and the Chargers takes them out, too.
That's true, because the Colts, when they played in their head-to-head against Denver, they decided to get cute and throw a little trick play with Adonai Mitchell to seal that one for the Denver Broncos. And they
Yes, and Nick Benito, he ends up pick-sixing a fumble because it was thrown backwards.
Thrown backwards by a rookie wide receiver.
Yes. I mean, I respect that kind of a play, but also sometimes players make plays, and that's what Benito did for Denver to effectively pick-six a fumble.
Maybe for the Colts this week, keep the bag of tricks closed. Just stick with what works.
So, when it comes down to it, though, the Bengals, the Dolphins, and the Colts, they all need a win in order to stay alive for one more week. But they also need some help. And the thing is, right now, they're not getting it from the Patriots.
Nope.
Because New England is up 7-0, and Drake May has left the game.
And despite looking great, too, that's just a bad story for Drake May. He was kind of on the up and up there.
That's why they didn't want him to play for a little while, was because that offensive line is such a mess in New England that May has had problems this year. So that is an issue there and one to look out for, even for next week for Buffalo, if they need it.
I kind of want to go back to what you were talking about for the Broncos. The most dangerous team is the team with nothing to play for. If Denver loses to Cincinnati today, don't you think the Kansas City Chiefs are licking at their chops thinking, I can eliminate these guys.
I can kick my hated rival out.
Yeah, with our backups. We got nothing to play for, essentially. The one seed's locked up.
But then also, Carson Wentz is the backup quarterback. He is capable of beating a team on the fringe of a playoff berth. Denver, though, has a solid defense. They are a very good defensive unit. It's also, Sean McDermott has had a way of bullying rookie quarterbacks. Granted, last week was not that.
But you did see the rally.
But I'm not going to go ahead and dismiss that because of one game. I look at the history of what McDermott has done with young quarterbacks facing their defense and making it a hard day.
It's been relentless, especially for a defensive-minded guy like Sean McDermott.
McDermott has a very good record with dealing with the young passers in the league. And I would imagine Bo Nix would have himself a bad time if they have to travel to Buffalo. But that said, it's week 18 where things get juicy for the playoff race.
For sure.
Because say we just do the easy part. Denver and LA win today. And they've clinched their spots. And it becomes the three-team answer of what do you want to see. Even throwing in Cincinnati, I'm not scared of the Bengals. I know that a lot of Bills fans have some PTSD with Cincinnati and how well they played in the divisional round against Buffalo.
And for good reason.
But this is not that Bengals team. Their defense is a mess, and Cincinnati has lost a lot of shootouts this year. Something that the Bills have shown you they can win is those shootouts when the defense is suddenly having a problem. Covering Ja'Marr Chase and the tandem with him and Joe Burrow and having T. Higgins there and all the weapons that the Bengals seem to possess, that's a problem.
Since he's had a tendency for internal issues, too.
But Cincinnati also is a team that can't stop anybody. Their defense is among the worst in the league. I think they're the sixth worst in points against. They have a problem.
Can they get there? Yes. Are they good enough, especially defensively, to win four straight and go to a Super Bowl?
They let the Chargers outscore them. A team that doesn't really do that.
It speaks volumes.
The Titans had 27 on them.
They did.
They scraped by Dallas. Like, this is a team that has not beaten a winning team this year. And in It would be the first time they do that against Denver, and then when they would have to do it again against Pittsburgh the next week. I'm not there to say that the Cincinnati Bengals, if they make it, yeah, they will have earned it. They will have won five straight to make their way into the postseason. But I'm also going ahead and saying that that defense is not stopping Buffalo that day.
No. Oh, no.
They have to come to Buffalo for the wild card round. You're looking at one of the best offenses in the league against one of the worst defenses in the league. I would expect a shootout, no less, but I would also expect that the Buffalo Bills would come out of that on top.
And then add on top of that, Week 17 and Week 18, they're essentially must wins. They're essentially playoff games in them in, for themselves. So they're going to
be taxing.
They are going to be using all their energy to win Week 17 and 18. Will they have any gas in the tank to play in the first round of the playoffs? I personally don't think so.
The thing is that the mindset would be there, and that mentality, then they'd be able to continue on in. I'm just looking at it in a talent perspective of if the Bills face off the Bengals in the playoffs, it's not going to end well for Cincinnati because their defense is very, very bad this year.
Yeah, it's going to take drastic change on the defensive side of the ball to, you know, have me convince you and me otherwise.
Yeah, I'm not scared of the Bengals, and neither should you be out there. Meanwhile, in the NFC, Washington, it's winning in to clinch the seventh seed and punch their ticket officially to the playoffs, something that they have had the inside track of all year. Seattle's hanging around. They're at 9-7. They're there. They're also trying to fight the Rams for the NFC West.
And they're also playing the Chicago Bears.
Well, they played the Chicago Bears.
Oh, they did. Yes.
And never that mind. Game had as many points as Seattle has wins.
That's right. That was the
6-3.
God, you see more scoring in a Seattle Mariners
you
and Chicago Cubs
the,
game.
You almost saw it in the Sabres Blackhawks game last night. You almost got outscored by an NHL game.
According to Scorigami, first time that the game has ended 6-3 since October 23rd, 2011.
Jeez. And yeah, no, like, those are the games where you go, should we abolish Thursday Night Football?
Do you think the White Sox could score more than 9 combined points?
No.
Do you think they can score 9 runs or more in a game?
No.
That means over a course of 162, maybe. Maybe once.
Not, not that team
maybe
right
twice.
Now. Not the White Sox.
Probably the Cubs. That's what I'm thinking
yeah,
of.
The Cubs probably would be more prone to do that. The Blackhawks gave up 6.
Yeah.
So they would have also lost.
That was just, we don't like that.
But they almost
6-3.
had as good of a chance as the Bears did.
If you like,
the Blackhawks scored 2 points.
If you like defensive showdowns, that was the game for you.
That wasn't. It's not a defensive showdown. It's just bad football, and we need to call it that. So now, looking at the NFC playoff picture, though, Atlanta steals the inside track on Tampa Bay. LA has the inside on Seattle from tiebreaker. It's coming down to the wire, and it's going to get very interesting to end the season.
It's going to be interesting for sure. And then do we even need to mention the 1 seed versus the 5 seed? The internal matchups between the Lions and the Vikings?
But the most interesting thing here is this. Win or lose, LA and Seattle have a grudge match.
They do.
In Week 18. And that would allow you to take the tiebreaker. Rams win or lose, it does not matter. There is a chance that the Seattle Seahawks take it in Week 18 with a win and in scenario.
That's where things start to get, like what you said before, very juicy
that
for the Seahawks.
That is a spicy meatball.
Yes, spicy meatball.
And then, yes, you mentioned it. The 1-5 seed in the NFC North. The Lions, they take on a battered San Fran in Week 17 I would imagine they'll win that game. The Vikings have a much harder task.
They
take on Green Bay.
Yeah, a team that doesn't have a very strong history playing against the Green Bay Packers. Unless you're talking about going back to the Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss days of the Minnesota Vikings. That's a team that gives Minnesota headaches.
And if Minnesota loses to Green Bay, who has struggled in the division this year, by the way?
Yes.
It's curtains for them on the NFC North. It's curtains on them for the 1 seed. It's over. So Green Bay has a chance to ruin that for them.
Yeah, and we are talking, like, this is not fake. We're talking a 13-2 team in the number 1 seed. And as of right now, a 13-2 team in the 5 seed.
In the 5 seed. That would be beyond frustrating.
That is insanity.
Like, you think that dealing with Kansas City and their voodoo magic at the 15-1 in Buffalo sitting here like, wait, We have 12 wins. We're 12-3. And what do you mean we're automatically not the one seed here? It's because Kansas City is just on this different plane of existence, apparently.
We're talking the division title and potential home field advantage.
Yes.
There's a lot to be played for.
There's a lot to play for Minnesota. And even more so, you lose to Green Bay, you can fall to the sixth seed. What does the sixth seed draw? That draws L.A. currently. That's a dangerous team to deal with in the wild card round.
And this just in.
Versus, oh, by the way, you'd be playing against Atlanta right now or Tampa Bay. You're taking on the NFC South at the five seed. At minimum, you need to fight to stay in that spot.
Oh, my.
The NFC North is wild this year. And then there's the Bears sitting there like, I scored 3 points.
Oh, we got.
I scored one less than the Blackhawks. Oh,
they're making 12 Days of Christmas parodies about us.
I'm doing great.
Oh, Hail Marys galore, right? Oh, man. Come on, Chicago. But this just
get
in.
It together.
From our producer, Evan DePasquale, Anthony Richardson out
there
this
it is.
Week against the New York Giants.
That is there.
So?
It has been
1-5.
And
you're
Evan
in.
Passed it along. So.
Well, it's confirmed. The Colts put it out. Their own Twitter said Richardson.
So the Colts announcing it, that is.
Out.
That is what it is. The Colts are going to have to earn a chance to stay alive.
Will it be a moot point, though?
Will it be a moot point?
Will the Chargers win, and will the Broncos also win?
And that is what makes everything fascinating about today and this afternoon as things go on.
But hey, 1-5, you're in. Go ahead, Flacco.
Joe Flacco is going to have to try to keep their season alive. And with that, we wrap up the segment. We'll wrap up Sports Talk Saturday as a whole. Coming up next here, Derek Kramer, Trevor Hauer sitting in for Joe Kelly. Evan's on the board here. You are listening to the most fascinating 3 hours of your Saturday afternoon in Buffalo.